Richland Center.
Today's news at noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Voters in Arizona will decide abortion access in the state this fall. Right now, Arizona law bans abortions after 15 weeks, except in medical emergency. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Abortion rights will now officially be on the ballot in Battleground, Arizona in November. Arizona Secretary of State tells ABC News there are enough signatures for a ballot initiative that will ask voters to establish the constitutional right to an abortion up to around 24 weeks of pregnancy.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading to the Middle East for talks on a ceasefire deal in Gaza, along with working to tamp down tensions of a widening conflict as Israel braces for Iran to strike. Ford issuing a do-not-drive order for certain model years of the Ford Fusion, Mustang, Edge, and Ranger until owners replace those recalled faulty Takata airbags. And Tropical Storm Ernesto gaining steam and expected to brush by Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands later this week. This is ABC News. In Texas, the site of one of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history has been demolished.
On November 5th, 2017, a man walked into First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs and shot 26 people to death. The congregation moved to a new building, but the site of the massacre was kept as a memorial. Yesterday, against the wishes of some members, it was torn down in just 15 minutes. Church lawyers argued in court that it was a constant and very painful reminder of the mass shooting nearly 7 years ago. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
COVID cases are on the rise. The CDC says COVID is detected in wastewater, and those levels are now very high across the nation. And at least 27 states are reporting very high levels. But current samples are still lower than they were in winter. New data from NASA shows that Mars may currently hold enough water to form an ocean. Researchers say that water is miles below the surface. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies with light winds, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible, a low of 57. And tomorrow, clouds gradually increase with a high of 82. In Richland Center, it's 79 degrees.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. the van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin voters head to the polls for the partisan primary today, something to keep in mind from State Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. Because this is a partisan primary, voters need to remember that they can only vote for candidates of one party. If voters choose a party preference at the top of the ballot and accidentally vote in more than one party's primary, the votes within the party selected at the top of the ballot will count. Polls are open until 8 tonight. Voters must show a photo ID to cast a ballot, find your polling place, and what's on the ballot at myvote.wi.gov. More than 288,000 people have already voted in Wisconsin's primary election. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says that's how many absentee ballots that had come in as of yesterday morning. It's the first election since 2022 that voters can use ballot drop boxes. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race will officially be set in today's primary. The power of former President Donald Trump's endorsement will also be tested in a Republican congressional primary, and Democrats will decide on a candidate in a swing House district to take on a GPO incumbent. Wisconsin voters are also deciding whether to approve two constitutional amendments passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would take power away from the governor. In the Senate race, Republican millionaire banker Eric Hovde has dominated the Republican primary, facing only nominal opposition. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is seeking a third term. The election is also the first under new legislative maps more favorable to Democrats. The Riverdale School District has a projected deficit of $492,911 for 2023-24, $610,606 in 2024-25, and $885,851 in 2026-27. Among the ballot questions today is an operational referendum for the Riverdale School District. Residents of the district will be asked, shall the Riverdale School District, Grant, Richland, Iowa, and Crawford Counties, Wisconsin, be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Section 121.91, Wisconsin statutes, by $800,000 for the 2025-26 school year, $800,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $1,185,000 per year beginning with the 2027-28 school year and ending with the 2029-2030 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational costs to maintain instructional programs, staffing technology, transportation, and facilities management. The referendum question asks voters permission to exceed the revenue limit, which was set by the state, capping the amount of revenue the school district receives to pay operating expenses. Revenue limits cap what the school district can receive from the state and taxpayers from aid and levy dollars. Revenue limits were capped in 1993. That means that what the district spent per student in 1993 is what it was capped at. A number of things in recent years has made it increasingly difficult to meet the needs of students and community without exceeding these caps. It is not uncommon for districts to go to referendum to raise more than their caps set by the state, which were created in the early 1990s. In spring of 2024, 103 Wisconsin school districts went to referendum. The tax impact, if passed, would be an additional $157 per $100,000 of property value and $115 per $100,000 each year after the duration of the referendum. The Richland School District is seeking a firm to manage the funds and investment earnings following the sale of bonds for the capital referendum. The district will have two sales of $15 million and $12,160,000 of bonds. The bonds are being sold in two separate sales to capitalize on the smaller issuer exemption. This exemption will allow the district to retain any potential earnings, which are estimated to be around $1.3 million. The board approved entering into a contract with Wisconsin Investment Series Cooperative, authorizing entry into an intergovernmental cooperation agreement relating to the WISC and authorizing participation in the investment programs of the fund at its meeting last night. It was also reported that in the fall of 2020, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Children's Hospital Association, and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry declared an emergency in child and adolescent mental health. School districts are seeing more referrals for mental health that go beyond schools' capacities and are beginning to tap into community resources, such as professional mental health agencies, to provide either in-person or teletherapy within the school buildings. Last year, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with the Paquette Center for Psychological Services to provide counseling services to students. The services the students received were deemed a success by students, parents, and staff. The board approved an additional MOU with Richland County, nearly identical to the MOU previously approved with the Paquette Center. It is believed that having multiple options for families will be beneficial in meeting the needs of students in the district. In the past, the Richland School Board set multiple goals for the school year, as many as six goals for a single year. While the district was able to make substantial progress on all six goals, it was difficult to truly make an impact with this amount. Goals and priorities for 2024-25 were set to include just one goal, to retain 80% of resident students for the September 2025 pupil enrollment count. This would constitute a 5% improvement over September 2023 numbers. Administrator Steve Board reported that to support the student experiences and help reach this goal, The district will continue to gather data on the student learning experience using John Hattie survey through periodic surveys in every class and monitor mental health supports. This would include the continued development of positive adult-student relationships. In order to create a quality educational environment, there needs to be proper classroom management, consistent expectations, and clear learning objectives. Improving the response to intervention, improving discipline practices, and providing staff with the proper tools will enhance the overall experience for students and staff. And in order to provide the best learning environment for all students, the district will build on the recently approved definition of distinguished staff to provide clarity to staff on how to reach this level, as well as provide financial compensation once attained. Following closed session of the Richland School District Board of Education last night, the board approved the hiring of Laura Ewing as high school math teacher for the first two quarters of the 2024-25 school year, the hiring of Kaylee Jones as the intermediate alternative education teacher, and Jackie Benish as the high school alternative education teacher for the 2024-25 school year. The board also accepted the resignation of Stephanie Pulvermacher as a fourth grade teacher at the intermediate school. The future of universities of Wisconsin is under discussion at the Capitol. At a recent state Senate study committee hearing, UW President Jay Rothman was optimistic, but noted the universities face three main challenges. Number one, enrollment. Largely a product of demographics, but also a product of low participation rates. Second, the financial support the UW system receives affects the ability to maintain affordability and accessibility. Number three, public perception, questioning the value and cost of higher education. Rothman said the UW system will also once again ask the legislature to fund the Wisconsin tuition program, which covers the cost of tuition for some lower-income students. With start of school fast approaching, many parents and students are looking for the best deals on school supplies and needs. When shopping for back-to-school items, consumers need to be cautious of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's two places to be cautious. One is any online shopping that you might be doing. We've talked about fake websites plenty in all of our conversations, but don't think that that just happens at the holiday season. That happens now as well. So avoid clicking links in any emails, texts, or other promotional messages that you might see on social media leading you to that too good to be true deep discount. Likely you'll end up at an imposter's website and handing over your personal information. So when shopping online, please use that credit card so you have that added protection. But if you're in the brick and mortar stores, double check that your items are priced correctly at checkout. You know, verify that the shelf price is the price that is scanning at the register. And if not, say something to the customer service representative and go to the customer service counter if you need to talk to a manager. And if all else, contact Consumer Protection.
You can contact DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting in the city of Fitchburg that occurred yesterday morning. At approximately 8 o'clock, Fitchburg police officers responded to a residence on the 800 block of Whispering Pines Way for a 911 call reporting a disturbance. While on scene, the officers were approached by a witness who reported a physical altercation between two individuals and directed the officers to the residence where the individuals entered. Officers knocked on the door of the residence for an extended period of time before entering. The officers located a person with knife, and one officer discharged his weapon, striking the individual. Law enforcement immediately began life-saving measures, and the individuals transferred to a local hospital to receive treatment. The 28-year-old Fitchburg man is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Involved law enforcement are on administrative assignment per agency policies. There will be no charges against the officers who killed a student outside a Mount Horeb school in May. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan said Monday that the still unidentified officers acted correctly when they shot the 14-year-old boy who was carrying an air rifle. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Justice found that the student refused orders from police and turned the air rifle on officers who then shot him. Ozan says all indications show officers followed their training when confronted with what looked like a deadly weapon. It's currently 20 minutes past 12 o'clock. The UW-Platteville received a boost for its ag department. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville School of Agriculture faculty has been awarded a substantial grant from the CHS Foundation to advance the university's precision agriculture initiatives. The grant will specifically support the enhancement of the precision agriculture course curriculum and the potential development of a precision agriculture certificate program within the university's offerings. Precision agriculture utilizes cutting-edge technology to optimize crop production efficiency and sustainability, making it a crucial area of study for the next generation of agricultural professionals. With the support of an $80,000 grant from CHS Foundation, the School of Agriculture team will integrate state-of-the-art tools and techniques into the coursework. This initiative will provide students with hands-on experience and prepare them for careers in modern agriculture. The CHS Foundation, renowned for its commitment to fostering agricultural education and innovation, selected Sanford's proposal following a competitive grant process. The foundation funds universities and colleges nationwide, focusing on various agriculture-related topics that directly impact students, such as undergraduate research, student recruitment, and technological advancements in farming practices. Located in the tri-state area, graduates from UW-Platteville with agriculture-related degrees benefit from extensive opportunities across Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. The university's strong agricultural tradition, especially in agronomy, serves as an asset attracting students who appreciate the diverse regional opportunities available and the quality of education provided. The UW-Platteville is known for its strong commitment to agricultural education and research, and the CHS Foundation's investment will further strengthen the university's position as a leader in preparing students for the challenges and opportunities of the agricultural industry. Last week, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Richard Menacchio of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development presented WIDA CEO Elmer Moore and Compliance Director Tanya Buckner with a check for more than $60,000 to expand housing assistance for veterans. Housing affordability is the greatest housing problem among veterans. Roughly 22.5% of Wisconsin's 48,904 veterans pay too much for housing. WIDA currently assists 165 veterans as part of the HUD Veteran Affairs Supportive Housing Voucher Program. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development funds will help WIDA provide much-needed housing assistance to those who have sacrificed for our country and our livelihoods. Unfortunately, this community is one of the most vulnerable in our state. WIDA believes everyone should have a safe, stable place to call home. If you are or know a homeless veteran or one who is at risk of homelessness, please get in touch with one of WIDA's voucher agents. It was another year of record attendance for the Wisconsin State Fair. The Fair Board announced on Monday attendance at the fair grew by about 6,500 people this year to a total of around 1.1 million. Fairgoers bought over 350,000 cream puffs, 90,000 people rode the Sky Glider, and the governor's livestock auction raised over $426,000. You can become a community scientist by participating in the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Brood Survey. These surveys are designed to measure the reproductive status of deer and game birds by establishing ratios of adults to juveniles. This data helps indicate the productivity of Wisconsin's deer and game bird populations. The data from these surveys, along with the harvest information, provide DNR scientists with the key elements needed to make knowledgeable management decisions for these species. Participation in Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Brood Survey requires registration, and observations can be recorded using a mobile device. If in a vehicle, participants should only record sightings when their vehicle is stopped and not while driving. You can report location, age, sex, and the number of deer seen from dawn to dusk during the summer months. This information helps to determine the fawn to doe ratio and ultimately deer population estimates. The deadline to submit observations is September 30th. You can collect information on the types and numbers of game bird broods observed during the summer months. This information is the basis for monitoring the reproduction of game birds for that breeding year. The deadline to submit observations is August 31st. More information and downloads for both surveys are available on the DNR's Operation Deer Watch and Game Bird Brood Survey webpages. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding you to check your 2023 property tax bill for the lottery and gaming credit. If you are a resident property owner eligible for the credit as of January 1, 2023, but your property tax bill received in December 2023 did not show the credit, you can still file a late claim online application with the DOR by October 1 to receive the credit. The lottery credit provides direct property tax relief to qualifying taxpayers on their property tax bills and is displayed on tax bills as a reduction of property taxes due. To make it easier to file for the credit, the DOR is unveiling a new process for residents to apply for the lottery and gaming credit. Online forms are replacing lottery and gaming credit PDF forms. Property owners can file for the lottery and gaming credit completely online through the lottery credit online application portal without the added step of printing, mailing, or emailing. The system guides property owners to the correct form through a selection page with help bubbles to provide guidance along the way. Property owners should apply or should have the property tax bill available while filling out the online form. A property owner only needs to apply for the credit one time. Once applied, the credit will continually, annually, for that residence. If you become eligible for the credit as of January 1st, you should use the online portal to apply for the lottery and gaming credit. You can also request to remove a lottery and gaming credit through the portal.
DOR will send the information to the county treasurer where the property is located, or to the city treasurer if the property is located in a city that collects taxes under the state law. To qualify for the lottery and gaming credit, you must be a Wisconsin resident, own a dwelling, and use it as your primary residence as of the January 1st certification date of the year the property taxes are imposed. The lottery and gaming credit cannot be claimed on business property, rental units, vacant land, garages, or other property that is not the owner's primary residence. Lottery and gaming credit information, including the online application portal, walkthrough videos, and common questions, are located on the Lottery and Gaming Credit Forms page on DOR's website at revenue.wi.gov. The Grace Office is open today until 5 o'clock for those who need to pick up items that they had won winning bids on from the Walk Friday. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Tiffany Olson of Lone Rock on ticket number 105 and Ethel Thompson of Hillsboro on ticket number 1615. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, August 13th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Creamery Creek Assisted Living in Viroqua. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. Burial will be at the North Clayton Cemetery following a luncheon at the church. Friends may call at Soldiers Grove Methodist Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family invites you to wear your Packer attire to celebrate Wayne's life. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Creamery Creek Activities or Soldiers Grove Methodist Church. The Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown is assisting the family. Wayne Ewers is survived by his wife of 70 years, Joyce, a daughter, Sandra and Ken Davidson of Reedstown, a son, David and Marie Ewers of Goodyear, Arizona, two granddaughters, a grandson, two great-grandsons, three nephews, and many more relatives and friends. Wayne Otto Ewers, 89 of Viroqua and formerly of Soldiers Grove. June Ann Lasicki, 75 of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki is survived by three children, Jewel and Scott Huffman of Hillsboro, Jamie and Stacy Lasicki of Richland Center, and Jeff and Jessica Lasicki of Blue River. 8 grandchildren, a brother, Richard and Jan Jewell of Texas, a sister, Rita Jewell of Sauk City, sisters-in-law, Mary Jean Henderson of Baraboo, Nancy Dickerson of Sierra Vista, Arizona, Linda Neisser of Loganville, and Barbara Wells of Madison. Also many other relatives and friends. June Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia Messeberg is survived by her husband of 47 years, Kenneth, a son, Eric and Sarah Messeberg, daughter, Kylie Messeberg, 2 grandsons, a brother, Wesley Novi and Edith Marshall, sisters, Evelyn Nemers and Janet Stanick, sister-in-law, Patty and Dave Wiedemann, special family friend, Kevin Strait, and many nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Survivors of Bob Watson include his brother-in-law, William and Carol Franck of Kendall, sister-in-law, Diane Franck and Jim Moore of Toma, niece and nephews, Robert J., Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Craig and Sarah Hinkle, Phil and Jackie Carley, Aaron and Shelley Prohaska, Sam and Lori Draves, and an anniversary for 51 years at Rockwell Allen Bradley to Sue Anderson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, High Pressure Park near Wisconsin bringing another beautiful summer day with lots of sunshine and light winds. Temperatures not overly hot, but it certainly feels warm without much breeze to cool you off. Now, we are expecting some active weather to gradually build in here over the next several days as low pressure out in the Plain State draws closer. In fact, there could be some heavy rain Wednesday night into Thursday, at least an inch expected, some spots perhaps 2 inches through Thursday night. A few leftover showers yet Friday, then the system should slide away to the east for the weekend, with some drying conditions and pleasant temperatures continuing. There could be another front moving toward the area toward Monday night and Tuesday of next week, with our next chance of a couple of showers. So the rest of today, generally partly cloudy skies. There is a slight chance of a stray shower popping up. They would be very isolated again and just kind of brief in nature. High temperature in the low 80s. The wind variable, 1 to 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog possible. Low temperature about 57. Tomorrow the clouds gradually increase with a high of 82, wind southeast up to 10. Wednesday night showers likely by midnight, maybe a thunderstorm, low at 63. And Thursday mostly cloudy and muggy with some occasional showers and thunderstorms, high near 77. Friday still cloudy and humid with off and on showers tapering off in the evening, low at 63 with a high of 76. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, low 59, high near 79 degrees. And Sunday, partly cloudy, low 58, high of 80. Monday, partly cloudy, low 58, high once again close to 80. A few showers could return by Monday night and Tuesday. Enjoy your afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 81, our low this morning was 55. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 81. The record high for this state set in 1944 is 96. The record low 36 was set in 1964. Last year's high was 72 with a low of 58. Sunset tonight will be at 8:08 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:05. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds at 2 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.12. Relative humidity is 54% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
If you've made it through the summer so far without keeling over from the heat, congratulations! And stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Summer heat can kill you, literally. Farm workers are particularly vulnerable. According to Dee Jepson, a health and safety educator at The Ohio State University,
half of the deaths that happen to workers will happen on their very first day of the job. 70% occur within the worker's first week.
You can't not do the work, but, says Jepson, you can be smart about it.
What I say first and foremost, think about the schedule. Be considerate of when you can be the most productive. And if you can change and bale that straw or work livestock or do something else, rather than the heat of the day, everybody's a lot more comfortable and the safety of the animals, the safety of the workers is good.
Jepson says it's good to take rest breaks, find some shade if you can, and it's really important to stay hydrated.
A lot of times people think, I don't want to drink that much. I'll be sick. If you're really out working in this heat, every 20 minutes, drink a cup of water. You'll feel much better.
Workers who show signs of heat illness should get medical help immediately. That includes dizziness, fatigue, impaired judgment, and lack of ability to concentrate. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Up to the task, Prop 12 pushback, and corn rootworm challenges. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn has game-winning statistics, like a 10-bushel per acre yield advantage. Pioneer brand corn, your best year starts here. USDA is taking steps to address two major challenges facing farmers. Deputy Ag Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small tells Brownfield high input costs and a lack of available workers continue to cause problems.
USDA has been working hard on both of those fronts. So we have the fertilizer program where we're investing in domestic production of fertilizer to really make sure that farmers have resources here domestically, even as things like Russia's aggression against Ukraine occur and disrupt international markets.
She says while labor is outside USDA's programmatic control, the department is looking to advance solutions.
Recognizing that as we wait for Congress to take action, they had opportunities to address immigration earlier this year and decided not to. USDA is working to show that there are opportunities to make things work.
Torres-Small says an example is the Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Program that supports ag employers in implementing robust labor standards. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the next farm bill needs to include a provision that would push back against California's Proposition 12 law.
The House Agriculture Committee has it in the House five-year farm bill. The Senate, it seems to me it's going to be difficult for us to get it through the Senate Ag Committee.
Managing corn rootworm continues to be a challenge across parts of the Corn Belt. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Nick Sider, field entomologist at the University of Illinois, says their research is showing there are effective ways to combat corn rootworms and BT resistance.
We continue to lose a little bit every year with our BT traits. We're evaluating RNAi traits. Those continue to be holding up well, so that's good. One thing we haven't seen in recent years in Illinois is resistance to insecticide.
He tells Brownfield the rootworm pressure this year is localized.
Parts of Iowa. They've had a tremendous year for the beetles coming out and high rates of larval feeding on the roots. We haven't had that as much here in Illinois this year.
From the University of Illinois Insect Management Field Day, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
And Wisconsin's Farm Technology Days begins Tuesday with an emphasis on smaller equipment, hay and forage machinery, and drones. Jamie and Renee Close are hosting the event at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds.
Got approached about it, didn't really know what to think about it at the time. Talked to Wade here at Chippewa Valley Music Festivals. We signed a contract together. The tent city is going to be mostly on the Music Fest area.
Farm Technology Days runs through Thursday in Chippewa County near Cadott, Wisconsin. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better, Cleaner Now.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady to sharply higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has been quiet on Tuesday, with a few asking prices in the south around 187 to 188. Nothing has been reported in the north. Bids remain very elusive, and if business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume may hold out until midweek or later. The bulk of last week's trade took place on Wednesday and Thursday, with a little cleanup business on Friday. Beef cutouts were higher at midday, with light to moderate box movement. Choice was up 247 at 318.30. Select was up 115 at 301.32. The Choice Select spread was 16.98. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri on Monday, feeder steers sold steady to $5 higher compared to the most recent sale. There was an exception of light 4-weight and 3-weight calves selling up to $30 higher. Feeder heifers under 525 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher from the previous week. Cash hogs are steady to sharply higher, with moderate negotiated opening numbers at the major direct markets. After the typically slow start to the week's trade, most buyers appear to need some near-term ready numbers, with activity getting a boost from the early week strength in the wholesale market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.68, with a base range of 73 to 85, and weighted average of 83.24. The Iowa-Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 83.69. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, with a weighted average of 83.67. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Dorchester, Wisconsin markets are $6 higher at $66. Sows are $3 to $6 higher at $57 to $66. Boars were priced at $18. At Garnavillo, Iowa, barrels and gilts are steady at $69, sows are steady at $69, and boars are marked at $29. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices are $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $60. Barrels and gilts are steady at $48 to $58. Boars ranged from $8 to $28. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.41 at $101.68. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Cattle futures are higher, hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein's focus on developing higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on speculative and technical selling, continuing to digest the USDA's record yield and production estimates while watching the weather. Conditions are mostly favorable, with 68% of the crop rated good to excellent. September beans are down 21¾ at 949½. November's 21½ lower at 964½. September bean meal is down $5.10 at $300.90. September soybean oil is 98 points lower at 40.50. Corn's down, also reeling from a record yield guess, with the USDA projecting the third largest U.S. crop ever. CONAB did lower its corn outlook for Brazil slightly while raising exports. September corn's down 5 at 378¼. December's 3¾ lower at 397¾. And wheat's mixed, consolidating. The U.S. spring wheat rating dipped but remains well above a year ago. Outside of the Pacific Northwest, the U.S. winter wheat harvest is essentially wrapped up for the year. September Chicago's down 6 at 530¾. September Kansas City's up 1¼ at 549½. September Minneapolis wheat's up 2¾ at 595. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, with box beef up at midday, getting ready for the week's direct business. 80 higher at 180.82. December's up $1.20 at 180.15. September feeders are 232 higher at 241.82, with additional momentum from the lower moving corn. October feeders are up $1.60 at 239.32. On technical selling, and despite solid cash and wholesale fundamentals, October lean hogs are down $1.95 at 72.37. December's $1.57 lower at 64.50. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Reframing food insecurity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. One in five children in the U.S. are food insecure. In 2022, one in six people relied on food assistance programs, which includes the use of food banks or charitable donations. Jonathan Toms with Smithfield Foods says there is a misconception from the general public.
With all of our partners, the approach that Smithfield makes is to just provide that support to our neighbors who are experiencing these challenges, oftentimes some of the most significant challenges that they may face in their lives, and do it with that sense of love and compassion, and really just addresses them as a person and allows them to get the support that they need without experiencing some of those issues of stigma or judgment.
Smithfield Foods has made significant contributions to address food insecurity in their local communities. One of those is a retired city bus that's been turned into a mobile pay-what-you-can market, where those in need can purchase non-perishable food items, fresh produce, and healthy proteins for a donation of any amount. Tom says,
there's a part for everyone to play in the fight against hunger. And whether that means, you know, making a large donation like this or just going and volunteering an hour of time with your local hunger relief organization. So
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hey, businesses, would you like to advertise on Badger Sports on WRCE? Hank has the deal for you. Not only do you get two spots in every game, but out of game you get two spots every day, Monday through Saturday, plus two spots overnight, all for just $250 per month. Restrictions do apply, and you must continue with current advertising. Contact Henry Bray right away for this and other advertising deals. Call Hank at 608-485-1201 or email henry.bray@civicmedia.us. Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm